Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, my friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures in the friendly, cozy confines of the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, more on them later on. Thank you so much. Make yourselves comfortable. I have an audience that's with us right now on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Kick. But you won't get the full show on there. The full show is on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. That's where you can interact, chat, say terrible things to me. It's all there for you. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. So get out of Instagram, Kick, Facebook, and YouTube and head on over to Twitch, because otherwise it's going to get interrupted at a key time. And no one likes to get interrupted. Thank you very much. My beloved stepmother, Joanne, has a 90-year birthday celebration this weekend. 90. Little easy math for you. I'm trying to piece together how quickly time passes. Like, if I go back, okay, so 55 right now, you add 35 to that, and I'll be 90. If I go from the year 1990 to now, that's 35 years. And that seems like that just happened. That does not seem that long ago to me. That also means that in that amount of time, I'll be 90. Essentially, in the blink of an eye, I will be 90. With Pooh Bear being like 105. Because she's about the same age as murder lover Linda. Becca Shea says, I graduated in 1990. Yeah, I graduated in 88. Pooh Bear and I were already head over heels in love at that age. So basically, almost my entire life with Diana will take me, times two, will take me to 90, which means that if we both get that far, and I'm sure we will have been together more than 70 years. My gosh. That is, unless she leaves me for some reason. And I hope that that is not the case. So the bummer is I cannot attend the birthday celebration because I'm booked all weekend. I've been booked all this week hosting sporting events. And that is, you know, it's kind of like there's not a lot of backup plans for the teams. And frankly, it's an absolute catastrophe when it comes to dollars and cents leaving cash on the table like that. If I, with the amount of money that I would not be earning for those sporting events, plus the additional $150 to watch the dog, plus the gas to get there, we're looking at in the neighborhood of $600 to $700. Happy birthday. I love you, but I'm not going. And occasionally I might get somebody say, yeah, you know what? It's family. It's once in a lifetime. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I know that. But I need that cheddar. You understand, I got a dog with cancer and a motorhome just sitting there waiting for me to pay more money into it. So no, I'm not going. We'll FaceTime. Diana will be there. Madison will be there. My God. So I love her dearly, but no, I'm not going. But happy birthday. She is, by the way, I just got news that, remember she broke her kneecap because she wiped out somehow. Well, that's put, you know, it's been weird because she's been recovering and she's now fine. The doctor just gave her the okay to start putting all of her weight on that damaged leg. But it's not going to happen like overnight, you know. I mean, it's not like at age 90, hey, you're free to go out. I mean, she's got to do a lot of rehab to get that thing where it is. And you see, her plan is, being that she has been incapacitated, Joanne and my dad moved into another residence, not theirs, another residence of my stepsister. My stepsister and her husband, Jim, they have a second house that's literally right next door to their house. How amazing. What timing. This all came into play because my brother-in-law, Marquis, his mom lived right next door to him because they were taking, you know, she wanted to live nearby. That's a smart maneuver on her part, by the way. Rest in peace, Mama Marquis. And so she lived out her years in this residence. Fantastic place, right on a lake. Gigantic windows looking out at the lake. I mean, my gosh. And then when she passed, that became Jim and Sue's. So they got two houses right next to each other. Well, lo and behold, it's empty. There's no one in it. And they didn't know what they were going to do with that house. Turns out they needed it because upon Joanne injuring herself, now my dad's primary caregiver is hurt. So the whole family kind of rallied around them, different shifts, heading over there for weekends at a time, days at a time to cater to, because my dad needs care. Joanne does that. So her plan is now that she's recovering to go right back into that role as the number one caregiver for my dad. Now, one of the things that popped into our heads was, hey, you're 90, my dear. Why don't you relax too? Why don't we figure something else out? And she's like, no! This is my baby. I'm taking care of him. And, you know, we don't, it's her, you know, it's her ball, her field. We're all sitting there going, well, you can't. And she's like, the hell I can't. Shut the hell up before I smack the piss out of you. I'm like, all right, fine. You're the boss. She didn't say that. In fact, she gets so mad at me. I always feel so sheepish because she's the sweetest peaches. I just love her to death. My stepmother is very, 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 very special place in my heart. And so I'll go over there and I'll visit with them. And we always have pretty good conversations. Honey. Yes, my dear. You have to swear so much on your podcast. I'm like, what? Well, I'd like to listen to it, but you swear so much that I can't do it. And I feel like an asshole. So I'm like, yeah, I know. I guess I don't have to. It just, I don't think we're on the same page. Swear words can be hysterical. And I'm not great at a lot of things. But you don't understand. I have a knack when describing things, to string these crazy, odd sequences of bad words together that are preposterous and hysterical. I know this because I've seen the faces on people when I do these. And it just works. I don't know what to tell you. I get comments all the time from this bunch saying, I love the way you swear. You're good at swearing. Now, I can't change a power steering pump on my truck, but I can swear quite well. And there's a market there for that. It allows the things that I say to have certain emphasis. Swear words make the world go round. Now, the problem here is somewhere along the way, somebody in the Bible said that you can't swear. And I don't have a lot of knowledge of the Bible. But I don't know who said what when. And I know that I'm in a tricky area here. It's not a good idea to talk openly with suggestions challenging what is known as the Word of God in the Bible. That is very tricky business, and you don't want to be on the wrong end of that. Because either someone will smack you down, or, you know, later on in the day, you'll be walking through the house with no shoes on, and you'll stub your toe so hard, and it's sideways, and it's sticking up, and you can see toe meat sticking out of it. You're like, oh, my God, fuck, oh, shit, I did it, it's my punishment. But I'm really annoyed at whoever the joker is that made it clear that saying bad words is a problem in the Bible. I you know, when I get up to heaven, and I will get up to heaven, picture me walking around going, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm glad to be here. Yes, thank you. Yeah, I know, ups and downs. Hey, I had kind of a potty mouth, but scoreboard gave away a kidney. Who's the guy? Where is the guy? Can you direct me to the portion up here of the store where the guy who said we can't swear is? Right. No, because I'm going to kick his ass. Right. Oh, I know you've never had a fight up here in heaven, but new sheriff in town. Let's go. The multi-talented Becca Shea says, hello, Eric. My mom is here. And she says, hi. Hello to Becca's mother. Becca, if you can possibly give us a play-by-play of some of your mother's reactions to the nonsense that flies out of my mouth on this broadcast. Maybe not now, maybe like later on. I'm interested in seeing and hearing. Well, at least hearing. Rebecca, who has a username Miss Twat-a-Lot, says swear words are like confetti for sentences. You know, I love that. I love that explanation. And I think I'm going to use that with my mother-in-law. The next time my beloved mother-in-law says, son. Yes, my dear. Do you have to swear so much? Well, the way I look at this, my dear, is swear words are like confetti for sentences. It's just kind of, you know, around. It's in the aura of a sentence. Like if I'm expressing my frustration about whatever it is that I express my frustration about, and I just said, oh, darn, oh, that stunk. I was so mad. No, I'm going to yell. I'm going to say horrible words. And that's just the way it is. There's no getting around it. Accept me for who I am. I'm not doing anything. I'm 55 years old. I am done changing. Okay? It's not happening. Bread Bowl Brain Chris says, just learn to swear in Armenian or something. Well, whatever. Becca Shea says that her beloved mother said she loves it. She's been cracking up. Well, yeah, You know, and so being that you're about my age, I'm guessing mom probably had you when she was about 30 back in the day. Becca Shea in 19. So in like 1972 or 73, when you were born, your mother was no doubt in her 30s, ballpark, right? So would that put mom in her 80s? Oh, she was only 23 when she had you. Okay. Okay, so let me do the math here. And you were born in 72, 73. 54, 53. Well, she's about 76. Okay, and I got it right. She actually is 76. That's wonderful. And you know what that means? As far as I know, that is the member of the audience that is the most wise. That's the way I describe that, the most wise. So if I can win over audience members who are 76 years old, there is potential that Becca's dear mother, who is only known as Becca's mom here, or Kevin's mother-in-law, there is potential that she could spread the word amongst her peers. So she's sitting around playing pinochle or whatever. And she says, oh my gosh, you won't believe who my daughter introduced me to. It's this guy who just sits there and rants for a couple hours. And he's adorable. Becca Shea says that her name is quite unique. I have never seen this. And it is spelled M-O-N-T-A, Monta. I think I say Monta. Monterey. So is that like, it's written as Monterey, but in two words. So is she just known as Monta or Monterey? Hey, is Monterey there? That's pretty freaking cool, by the way. Unless you're kidding, but I don't think you're kidding. It doesn't seem like something you'd kid about. So she's taken Monterey, like Monterey, California, and put it into like two words, two names, Monta and Ray. And the Ray is R-E-Y. She was named after the ship my grandpa was on in World War II. Oh, my gosh. This is a fantastic history lesson on your family. That is so cool. So Grandpa was fighting in the big one. Did you ever get a chance? Did Grandpa ever spill the beans about things that he saw? You know, because a lot of the times people that were in combat in whatever conflict, they don't like to talk about that. Becca Shea says he was on the same ship as Gerald Ford. Okay, this is getting more fantastic by the moment. Becca Shea's grandpa was on the same boat as West Michigan's own Gerald Ford, who became president and could have been a president longer if he didn't pardon Nixon like a bitch. So there's a chance that your grandpa could have either drank with or beat the hell out of Gerald Ford, the future president of the United States. It's outstanding. Did grandpa ever tell any stories about combat? Because what I was getting at is, you know, sometimes these guys come back from war and they're a disaster. They can't communicate with anybody. They dare not. You don't even bring, they're shell-shocked. And I'm always like, damn it, man. I want to sit down with the guy who's like giving you all the details about all of the bad guys that he slaughtered. Those are the people that you want to hang out with by the campfire. You know, hey, can I make you a s'more? Sure. All right, tell me about all the people you shot. We've got other amazing stories about Gerald R. Ford. Stevie says her aunt danced with him a few times back in the day at Ramona Park, which is now where East Grand Rapids High School is. Red Bull Brain Chris says, cool, it was an aircraft carrier. And at the time, they were on an aircraft carrier, so that is outstanding. Welcome to Monterey. Can you make it so that Monterey has access to this show? Like, you can set it up either on her phone, so she gets a notification that I go live, and then you can create a name for her in the chat. She can provide her insight on our stories. You know, you gotta take this all the way to the end here, Becca, so that we can interact with her on a regular basis. If that's the case, she is then the most senior member of the audience. Maureen is in her mid-60s or late-60s or early-70s, I don't know. But she would then be, I believe, the most senior member of the audience. Tyler says, make sure her username is Becca Shea's mom. Runner girl Amy is here. She says, well, poop, I'm 30 minutes late. Yeah, we start a little early on Fridays. I talk with Doug over at Bosco's Pub. I got a video that was sent to me by them of all of the equipment that they've pulled out of the old Bosco's Pub and now are keeping in storage waiting for the next Bosco's Pub. And I said, when is this starting? What are we doing? Is there a comeback in order for Bosco's Pub? He said, I want to buy a building. I can't find a building to buy. However, there's one that is going to open up that I'll rent in February near the Derby in Hudsonville. So tentatively, that would be the place. And then he says, do you want a partner? And I said, yes, I will partner with you. How much up front? He said, are you serious? And I said, how much up front? And I wrote, I'll give you $1,000. He says, add two zeros. He wants $100,000. And then I would be partnered up with a psychopath. I gave it some thought. And I said, fuck no. Red Bull Brain Chris says one fraud bus. Tyler says that's one half a fraud buff. Fraud bus. I said buff. Nick says don't do it unless you own the real estate. It would be. We would be buying it. We would be buying the real estate. I was thinking the same thing as you. I don't want to go in half on a Friars and a liquor license, dick. So we'd be buying the building together. And then we split it 50-50. Now, here's the thing. The restaurant worked for 3 years. In fact, it worked all the way to the end, turning a tidy profit. But I don't know if my feeble little brain could handle the anxiety. I don't know. And I said to him, I go, it's already scaring the shit out of me. He goes, that's how I felt when I first got into this. So Doug's got all the gear. He's got the liquor license. Bosco's is making a comeback. I am not going to do that. For once, I'm still getting over the fraud bus. The fraud bus, what a money pit. Everywhere I turn, I'm surrounded by money pits. The dumbass pool in the backyard, the hot tub, the fraud bus. I don't use any of these things that I own. I did not go into the pool once this year. Everybody else did. I go in there. There's people I don't know in the backyard. Hey, what's going on? I'm your neighbor, Ken, down in the next cul-de-sac. Thanks for letting us use the pool. You fuck you. And then Pooh Bear's like, okay, I got a list of neighbors who I think might have the hots for you. So they can't come unless they have their husbands with them. Like, I'm not going to talk. You know, you do that shit. I'm not doing that. Plus the fraud bust. Everywhere I turn is a money pit. So no, I'm not doing it. For once, I just want to earn, shut my mouth, keep my head down. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, let's not forget $10,000 a month on dog treats. Exactly. By the way, just in time for payday, trip to the vet today for my boy O'Neill. It's just a blood draw to see how effective the medicine is affecting his cancer treatment. All right. Sandwich in between all of these shenanigans is the great food giveaway. We are 1 month and 9 days away from it. I am posting in the chat right now our virtual passing of the hat. We are what we do is we raise money, thousands of dollars, to buy 225 Christmas meals, which include a Christmas ham, potatoes, gravy, corn, rolls for the meal, a pumpkin pie, 225 times. That's what we do, and then we give it all away on Tuesday, December 23rd, for the holidays. We've gotten so far along in this that the cars are lined up for about a mile, 225 deep on the day of the great food giveaway. We start giving the food away at 3 p.m. That is a hard and fast rule. We get there about 1 to start staging. The Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance has bags, tons of dog food bags and cat food and critter food to give away to these folks too for their pets. We also have an assortment of very important ladies' feminine hygiene products to give them. Since folks who are less fortunate, I mean, it's bad enough that they have women in general have attacks on their bodies. Wouldn't it be nice if they didn't have to worry about that for a little while? So we have an actual team out there called Team Pink that goes car to car and asks specifically if they need feminine hygiene products. Yes? Which ones? Because we've got an assortment because of the wish list. And you can see that in the chat right now, excuse me, of this broadcast. And if you're listening to the audio later on, you will see it show up in the show notes. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. Secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon goods were all out of the ordinary. Here is the latest on the wish list. I know for a fact, Scott, was it Scott who promised, and I think he delivered. I don't know who's done what on the wish list, but this is what I'm talking about. We're passing the hat for the food, and then you can send that money along. Those are spots online for me, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, all there in the show notes and in the chat right now. If you could, while I'm talking about it, drop the money in our hat right now while you're thinking about it, because it's you're going to forget as time passes on this show today. And then the next time I do the show, I'll be like, hey, and then you'll be like, oh, yeah, I got to do it. And then you're going to forget again. We will take any dollar amount. I don't care if it's a dollar. We, honest to God, we have about 6-7 people who have donated so far. And I think the total is close to like $400 to $500. And again, it doesn't need to be a lot of money. I'm encouraging even the smallest of donations. You will be part of this great organization, unofficial organization that is establishing food for these folks who are going through some problems right now. They all, you know, with all the SNAP benefit problems and the economy, holy shit. Let's help them out together. And thank you to all the audience members who helped organize this and actually made me do this. I'm not some saint. I would much rather just sit around and be an asshole. But now you cannot unring the bell. The great food giveaway is baked into our brains and we will do it forever. Tyler says it's a charitable cause without any fake sniffles.
This is a good village. It takes a
This is a quote from Freebeer.
This is a good village.
During last year's holiday break, and he sounded like such a bitch. In fact, I want to play that again. That's what Adam wrote to me today. It's stuck in my brain. Adam wrote, listening to the sniffle supercut is gross.
We are part of a good village.
Then he writes, I have a question. Was Greg always such a douche, or did it evolve as the show became successful? Would this be worth talking about? He seems different now from when you were on the show. I wrote, always, always, always a douche. Literally the moment that I met him, I had him pegged, but I needed a gig, so I kept my mouth shut. Thankfully, we found success, so he didn't screw it up too badly. We succeeded despite him. Adam says he's the worst. I bet he makes 6-7 jokes all the time just to sound young. And then he writes, and Steve, no one wants to hear how great your kids are. Even in real life, if you can't, you are not complaining or saying something funny about your kids. Don't say anything at all. Adam unloading on our pal Freebeer. All right. The Freebeer Sniffle Supercut. Where is it? What did I save that as? Mm-hmm. Fussy Freebeer? No. HR trouble? No. I don't... What the fuck? Did I lose it? I just had it the other day. Freebeer low-key. Freebeer figure. Freebeer... And, oh, here it is. Fake cry.
Fancy idiots.
Yes.
It's after what a wonderful mom.
You know, that's Maria. Pull up now.
Undergone surgery attacking her from where they live. Not, and that's ultimately, yeah.
The closest. Kelly's next on the break-ins.
Saying no over their heads to a house fire long term.
Wow.
Yeah. Friends of Sarah Hunter. And we've got Liz Celebration Cinema.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gonna be good.
They could not remove it all. We got some from house to house. Well, that got us. You can't expect or plan for. Mm. You guys know how this is. They won't call me back. Okay. Don't do the wrong thing.
This is a good village that we're a part of. Oh.
Spoke to us. And
I love it.
They just
dumping it all in there, decorating.
Thank you for your service to this family. Well, that really got me.
Captain.
Team, yeah. See them lose any more.
All right, that's it. I don't know what that number is. I'd have to go back and count them individually. But that will be the bar. I mean, we're hoping for a different number, a higher number. And you can bet as to, you know, what that number will be. The going into the next room to call into the studio seems really disingenuous. Well, I mean, there is a little smoke and mirrors involved in it. Tyler says, I think he spontaneously grew a vagina when he said, this is a good village that we're a part of. Corny fuck. Jesus. I always, when we did those holiday break-ins, okay, I hated that. I hated all of the corniness. And I don't know. What always got me was I'm like, are we supposed to be doing charity? Or are we supposed to be doing a radio show? Why don't we do all the charity off the air and just do a good radio show? Because just going on the air and reading stories that are made up is not good radio. It's a failure. And when I say made up, what I mean by that is the recipients, let's say it's a mom who's got two kids and times are tough, so she's getting a break-in. She is getting a break-in. I'm not denying that. But they go ahead and they write an actual story that to protect their innocence and change the details. So what you are hearing when they read the quote-unquote stories, there's been so much difference. There's so much difference between what you're hearing and what actually is going on that you have to keep that in the back of your mind while you're hearing it. And I always hated that. I was like, well, fuck it. They're getting a free Christmas. Just tell the details. They're not going to give a shit. Just tell what's going on. Why do we have to do it like this? This is stupid. It defeats the purpose. What's the fucking point? So I always thought that they should just say who the fuck it is. Who cares? And then we're not going to take any pictures. Take the pictures. Show people the goodness here. They did it all wrong. They still do it all wrong. It's a disaster. All right. This is what we've raised so far when it comes to the Amazon wish list for feminine hygiene products. We've got 7 of these in-house. We need 150. 6 of these need 150. 6 of these, 150. They're starting to roll in. 4 of these need 200. 2 of these, we need 50. So obviously a long way to go. If you could just click on the Amazon wish list, like these right now are $2.77. Free shipping on orders over. That is cheap for these Amazon Basics daily panty liners. Long length pads for women, unscented, 40 count. So these are all pretty cheap, these Amazon Basics. They get a little bit more pricey on the name brand things like the tampons by Playtex. But I think there's a reason why part of the expense is the product itself. And then the world famous Eco Blossom reusable menstrual cup set, which I'm really shocked that when they created this product, when it came to giving it a name, that they connected the words menstrual and cup. I mean, typically cup is something you drink out of, and you never want the word cup to be lined up next to the word menstrual. I almost wasn't able to say that there. I don't know. Eco Blossom, reusable, menstrual, anything but cup. Menstrual capture set. That doesn't work either. Menstrual goblet. No, that's not going to work. Well, anyway, the period cups. Some women swear by these. I'm always in awe at the fucking nightmare that our poor ladies have to endure just to ensure that our species is able to survive. You know? Which reminds me, speaking of that, there are times when I'm like, why do I think of the things that I think of? I just don't know. And I wanted to show you this. Not this guy right here. I don't know why that happened. I had what I wanted, and now I don't have what I want. That's annoying as hell. Okay. Let me click on that again. Okay. This is a world population counter. And based on data, this number here is evolving regularly, nonstop. It says current world population, 8,258,195,300. And you see it's going up. I've never really thought about this, but while you look at this, it says births today. And you can see that number going up. Since midnight tonight, how many people have been born? And right now it's at just about 148,250. And below that, deaths today, 69,874. Net population growth of 78,000 and nearly 500. 78,500 as of right this moment. And it's never going to stop. This is constantly changing. In fact, since this year, 60 million more people have been added to the planet. And the reason why this comes up, because I watch Cube Films, which are these ridiculous animations with this bald guy screaming into the camera. They're hilarious. And it was, what would happen if there were 10 billion people on the planet? And it throws out all these ridiculous scenarios about garbage would pile up. There'd be no place to live. Dwellings would go up. Food would become like gold. Water would be scarce if there were 10 billion people on the planet. And I then looked up how many people exist in the world today? And this came up, 8,258,195,569. And I'm like, wow. Are we going to get to a point in our lifetimes where we are overcrowded? That's remarkably frightening. Anyway, I just wanted to share that. Just one of those things that makes you ponder your existence. What's happening around us? Oh, my God. Stevie says that her link for the wish list doesn't work for her. Oh, it should. Let me double check that. No, it didn't. I screwed that up. Let me go in there and fix that. My bad. That's annoying. That means I've been giving it wrong to people the whole time. Sometimes I'm a moron. I think that's good. I want to say thank you again to the folks on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Kick. But I'm now sending you on your way. If you want the rest of the show, it's twitch.tv/EricZaneLive. twitch.tv/EricZaneLive. I have a Patreon, patreon.com/EricZane, an entirely different platform with an entirely different menu of options for content. So you can check that out for free at patreon.com/EricZane. That's a 7-day free trial. You can sign up by the month. $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month is audio, video, live streams. And pro tip, if you want to sign up for a full year, I will take 10% off. So what is $60 a year for month-to-month audio is now $54. What is $120 a year for month-to-month audio, video, live streams is now $108 at patreon.com/EricZane. Thank you so much. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. They're having a big Santa celebration. Santa will be there. The Santa will be at Irvine's coming up on Saturday the 29th. That is Small Business Saturday to begin with. So while you're out and about doing whatever it is, helping support small business in the area, swing by Irvine's if you've got the kiddos, or maybe you don't have the kiddos. Maybe you just want to hang out. Do so. 9 a.m. to noon, Saturday, November 29th. I love this. Kids and dogs, welcome. You know Megan's fingerprints are all over this. If she's like, bring your dog. It's a free event. Santa, donuts, hot cocoa. Megan's lovely smile. Megan's lovely mother's beautiful smile. Her dad's firm handshake. And on and on and on. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Found at ervines.com. That's ervines.com. Thank you to Impact Power Sports. Online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Great place to pick up a Yamaha golf cart. Best in the business. You can have it tricked out to your exact specifications, whatever you like. Also, you can get an ATV, UTV, e-bike, motorcycle, scooter, golf cart. I already talked about that. Go-kart, snowmobile, lawnmower, anything that's like, you know, that's that style, small motor stuff. You can head over to their website, impactpowersportsmi.com, to get a glimpse at some of the things that you can purchase there. But tis the season, you know, get somebody something fun. They have a full service department too. They're in Rockford, Michigan, ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. All right, I'm going to check out the chat. Wash your dogs in the bathroom sink at Irvine's. That was that moment. I'm going to get into that moment. That's a great thing, a great reminder of that, because Kuiper's Kevin says free dog wash. Some of you were witness to that. Look at the look on my face. My mouth is open, and I'm just shaking my head. That's the face I made to one Hurricane Ashley when this happened. We were doing an event. I forget the event, what it was, but it might have been, I don't know, just we were getting together at Irvine's. Might have been for the car show. And the local rescue shelter had brought a few puppies that you could do instant adoption on. I mean, who doesn't love puppies? I mean, again, that's such a Megan thing to do. And they were a big hit, the puppies. And now Stevie says that dog did smell bad, though. I didn't detect that. But Hurricane Ashley, oh, my God. Oh, hey, oh, so glad to be here. This is so great. Oh, fuck, this sucks. Oh, my God, look at this puppy. I love this puppy. Oh, I hate this dog. Was there. And the next thing we know, the dog is walking around. It's a little puppy, whatever. Is walking around the parking lot and dripping wet. And we're like, what the fuck just happened? And she's standing there. She goes, I gave it a bath. Yeah, I just grabbed the dog and gave it a bath. She grabs the puppy that, as I understand it, had just been fixed 2 days before. Which, by the way, if that happens, you have to be very careful when it comes to cleaning the animal after a dog has had that type of procedure done. She takes it into the sink in the bath and puts it in the sink in the bathroom. And it's they had just redone everything in the place. It's all brand new. You know, no one's ever used a bathroom ever. She's the first person in it. This dog needs a bath. And she gets like the hand soap and washes the dog in hand soap. And then sets it down. And we're like, what the fuck? What is wrong? It smelled bad. So I went, yeah, well, we're not putting your pussy in the sink. That smells bad too, you dirty skank. Jesus. If that were the case, you'd be upside down in the bathroom and we'd be filling you up with water. You idiot. Oh, fuck you. I fucking love you. Oh, my God. That's why I love you. I love your jokes. Oh, fuck. You're stupid. Fuck off. I love you. Oh, eat shit. Oh, I hate you. I guess she might have wanted to adopt that dog. I don't know. Thank God that didn't happen. Stevie says that she really wanted to adopt that dog. How many times did she flash her boobs at the event? Maureen says, I think that this was pre-boob flashing days. I actually like her. I think she's great. But at the time, I was like, what is wrong with you? If you are a friend of hers, you will, with great regularity, if you're with her for any amount of time, say, what is wrong with you? What is your problem? Why are you like the way you are? What's going on here? My God. All right. I forget how I got onto that. I think it was mentioned in the chat. Big news, ladies and gentlemen. The lead singer of the band Whitesnake has officially announced his retirement. Now, I'm under the impression that these old rock stars, they don't have to like officially announce their retirement. They just kind of fade away. You know, you just stop hearing about them over time. And that's understandable. You get these guys in their 70s and 80s. It's totally cool to just kind of dip out. A natural fade. But David Coverdale did this official announcement of his retirement from Whitesnake. I think he sang with Deep Purple too. I mean, it's bad because, you know, time marches on. Especially if you're this type of rock star. You know, there are only there's like an age threshold. Like, I guarantee you that there are a lot of people that are watching this who aren't really even aware of who David Coverdale is or Whitesnake. Some of the audience, like Man Bun Chris here, he's a millennial. He might not even know who David Coverdale is. In fact, if I could get a roll call of just people who don't know or didn't know who David Coverdale is on the chat, that would be good. I'm just curious. Like, I know some of the ages of some of these folks. Like runner girl Amy, she just because of age group, she should probably know who that is. David in Hudsonville, I'm not sure of your age. Stevie says, I've heard of Whitesnake, but I don't know the members. Man Bun Chris, I've heard of Whitesnake, but I don't know who the dude is. Badger says, I was trying to get Stankfinger to that song. Okay, David's 58. He knows who David Coverdale is. Donko's old. He knows him. I wonder if someone like Megan would know who it is. So I guess my point is, and Yoda World says, I only know from references, is I don't think you need to do this. This is not necessary. Maybe for the diehards, you know, you got some old bastards. But I mean, if you're David Coverdale, I think this is a key indicator right here that there isn't a lot of interest in your retirement announcement. Because on their official page, which has 10,600 subscribers, only 883 people have looked at this video of David Coverdale announcing his retirement. Now, before I get to this, when I think of Whitesnake, I think of I think they've got a song called Slow and Easy. And then they got Slide It In right to the top. In fact, I should look over the lyrics to that. Slide It In, Whitesnake lyrics. Because sometimes it just seems ridiculous to take these songs and read these absurd lyrics without any melody. Still of the Night. Yeah, that was a big hit for them. Still of the Night. Still of the Night. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.